So hello, everyone. My name is Jennifer. I am a grateful believer. I have some victories over alcohol, nicotine, and I still struggle with pride and resentments and eating disordered behaviors. So tonight's acrostic is denial. So first we want to talk about, first we're going to do principle one and the verse, and then step one and the verse. So principle one, realize that I am not God. I admit that I am powerless to control my tendency to do the wrong thing and that my life has become unmanageable. Happy are those who know they are spiritually poor, Matthew 5:3. And step one, we admitted we were powerless over our addictions and compulsive behaviors, that our lives had become unmanageable. For I know that nothing good lives in me, for it is my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. So tonight we begin a journey together, a journey on the road of recovery. This journey begins with principle one, where we admit we are powerless to control our tendency to do the wrong thing and that our lives have become unmanageable, out of control. But before we begin this exciting journey, we need to ask ourselves two questions. Am I going to let my past failures prevent me from taking this journey? And am I afraid to change? What are my fears of the future? So we need to be willing to get rid of all the unnecessary baggage, the past failures in our lives that keep us stuck. Going over those past failures over and over again doesn't help us to give up that control to God and keep moving forward. For many of us, our past hurts, hang-ups, and habits hold us back, trip us up. Many of us are stuck in bitterness over what someone has done to us. We continue to hold on to the hurt, and we refuse to forgive the ones who had hurt us. You may hurt deeply. I want you to know that I hurt for you. But holding on to that hurt and not being willing to forgive the person who hurt you in the past is allowing them to continue to hurt you today in the present. And that was something that it personally took me a really long time to understand and figure out, was that holding on to all of my past abuse and the abusers in my past was actually still affecting me negatively in the here and now. And that was one of the big pieces at the beginning of my journey that I had to relinquish to God in order to keep moving forward. Some of you are bound by guilt. You keep beating yourself up over some past failure. You're trapped, stuck in the guilt, and you feel like nothing can help you move past the guilt. But what's awesome is God can. God has the power to help us with all of our hurts, habits, and hangups. That's why Jesus went to the cross, so that we could be reconciled to God. The Apostle Paul had a lot of regret about his past. He did all sorts of very not nice things to Christians before his conversion. He had a lot of past regrets, and yet he didn't let those past regrets hold him back. He moved forward from them and accepted God's grace and moved with God's power to be a super influential person during his time period. You may worry about your future and be afraid to change. And we all know that worrying is a lack of trust in God. That one was a hard pill for me to swallow because I'm a control freak. So I love knowing exactly what the plan is, how the plan's going to go, and who's doing what in the plan. And God wants me to let go and be okay with Him being in control. And that's where worry comes in, because if I'm not in control, I worry that things aren't going to turn out the way that they're supposed to turn out, not remembering that God, the ultimate creator, has a beautiful plan for everybody's life. And even if we can't understand why things are happening or why we need the changing, God understands and God knows the big picture. You may have been your hurt, habit, or hang up for so long that you don't know what it's going to look like if you're not. You know, 2.5 years ago, my whole identity was wrapped up in being an alcoholic, a functioning alcoholic, as I called myself. And when I first let go of alcohol with God's help, I had no idea what to do with myself. I was just at a loss of what to do with myself. And that was one of the places where the CR family really stepped up and helped me and supported me and walked through the journey with me. So it's really awesome that you're here starting this first step, no matter where you are on your journey, with your CR family. God doesn't want you to stay frozen in your fear of the future, because the fear of the unknown, or because of despair, we can close our minds because we think we don't deserve any better. And God wants you to know you deserve better. He has an amazing, awesome plan for you, and your fear is only holding you back from that. You are not here by mistake tonight. This room is full of changed lives. It's my prayer for each of you that you will not let your past failures or your fear of the future help stop you from giving Celebrate Recovery a real try. So what is denial? Denial is a false system of beliefs that are not based on reality, and a self-protecting behavior that keeps us from honestly facing the truth. As kids, we all learned coping skills. They came in handy when we didn't get the attention we wanted or to block our pain and our fears. For some time, the coping systems worked. But over the years, our coping systems cloud and confuse our view of truth in our lives. Our coping skills then grow into denial, and most of our relationships have ended up broken or less fulfilling than they could have been. Did you ever deny that your parents had problems? Did you ever deny that you had problems? I know I was a functioning alcoholic for a very long time, without a problem, mind you, until I started my road to recovery. Denial is the pink elephant sitting in the middle of the living room. It is the one the family, no one in the family talks about or acknowledges in any way. Do any of the following comments sound familiar to you? Can't we stop talking about it? Talking just makes it worse. Honey, let's pretend that it really didn't happen. He doesn't drink that much. Joan's been married 3 times. I've only been married 2x. If you didn't nag me all the time, I wouldn't lose my temper. Folks, all of that's denial. As I said earlier, before we can take that first step of recovery, we have to face and admit our denial. God says in Jeremiah 6:14, you can't heal a wound by saying it's not there. So let's look at our acrostic. Denial disables our feelings. The D in denial disables our feelings. Hiding our feelings or living in denial freezes our emotions and binds us. Understanding and feeling our feelings is where we find freedom. No matter how painful and vulnerable it is to feel those feelings, and it can be really painful and vulnerable. But in 2 Peter 2:19, he tells us, they promise them freedom while they themselves are slaves of destructive habits, for we are slaves of anything that has conquered us. So if we're not willing to feel our feelings, we're not going to be able to get out of the being slaves of the things that have conquered us. The basic test of freedom is not what I am free to do, it's what I'm free not to do. And I'm free not to take that drink. I'm free not to have a cigarette. I'm free not to engage in a fight that I know is unhealthy for a relationship. The next letter in denial is E, which stands for energy lost. A major side effect of denial is anxiety. Anxiety causes us to waste precious energy dealing with past hurts and failures and the fear of the future. Worrying about the past and dreading the future makes us unable to live and enjoy God's plan for us in the present. So when we get stuck in the future or in the past, we're not actually fully here in the present, and we miss the blessings and the good things and the positives that are here in this actual moment. So that's why letting go of the past and letting go of the future are so important when we face our denial to move forward in step one. Psalm 146:7 says, he frees the prisoners. He lifts the burdens from those bent down beneath their loads. If we transfer that energy that we've been channeling into denial into actually doing something about it, it's amazing what we can actually accomplish. You can use that energy to learn God's truth, to develop a healthy love for others and yourself, and to move yourself towards depending more and more on your higher power, Jesus Christ. So let's move on to the N in denial. Denial negates growth. So it cancels us out. We are as sick as our secrets. And again, we can't grow in recovery until we're ready to step out of denial into the truth. The Bible says they cried to the Lord in their troubles and he rescued them. He led them from the darkness and shadow of death and snapped their chains. So God didn't, it doesn't say that God saw them in their weakness and rescued them. He says God heard them cry out. It was an active participation of, hey, I don't have this. I don't got this, God. I need your help. And that is a big part of stepping out of denial. As you travel on your road of recovery, you'll come to understand that God never wastes a hurt and God will never waste your darkness. So there was a reason why you have walked through that period of darkness in whatever area of your life that you're struggling with denial in, and God wants to bring you into the light so that you can grow like a flower grows in the light. Denial also isolates us from God. That's the I in denial, isolates us from God. Adam and Eve are great examples of how secrets and denial separate us from the true fellowship with God. So the minute that they ate that apple and they sinned, they became secretive. You know, the first thing that they wanted to do when God called for them was hide. They hid in their shame because it had ruined that perfect relationship with God that God wanted with us from the beginning. Wonderful thing. God sent Jesus. Jesus died on the cross so we can have that relationship with God again. And part of that is stepping out of our denial so that we're not isolated from God. Remember that God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. 1 John 1, 5-7. And the next letter in denial is the A. Denial doesn't only isolate us from God, it alienates us from God as well. And it alienates us from our relationships. Denial tells us we're going to get away with it. We think no one knows, but they probably do. Our denial may shield us from most hurt. It also keeps us from helping ourselves and helping others that we love. We don't dare reveal our true selves to others for fear of what they would say of us. That, honestly, that piece of denial was what kept me in my active addiction for as long as it did. Because I couldn't fathom the fact of people knowing that I wasn't the perfect Awana leader, that I wasn't the perfect worship team person, that I wasn't the perfect mom that I had tried to set myself up to look like. And so that fear of being known as my true self, an alcoholic, was so crippling that it alienated me. That denial of what was going on alienated me from all of my close relationships. So that is the A in denial. We isolate ourselves in order to try to minimize our exposure of our true selves to others. So what's the answer? Listen to Ephesians 4:25. Stop lying to each other. Tell the truth. For we are parts of each other, and when we lie to each other, we are hurting ourselves. That is one of the things that I really love the most about Celebrate Recovery, is that it's a safe space for us to really be our authentic selves and to share those things that are going on inside of us. A year ago, I would never have been able to admit to my small group and now to the large group that I was struggling with resentments and what that actually looks like in my life. And so this atmosphere of CR and the small groups is really a beautiful place to be able to step out of denial and start working on growth in whatever area God is convicting your heart on tonight. Finally, denial lengthens the pain. We have a false belief that denial protects us from the pain. In reality, what it does is it allows the pain to fester and grow and turn into guilt and shame. So pain is kind of like leftovers that you stick in your fridge. After a week, they're starting to look a little funky, and you're like, meh, I don't want to deal with that right now. So you shove it a little further in the fridge. About a month later, it's looking pretty darn funky now, and you're like, yeah, I really don't want to deal with that right now. I'm going to push it back a little further. Well, months go by, it turns into a science experiment, and now all of your food in your fridge is starting to smell like the leftovers that have been shoved back in the back of your fridge. That's how pain manifests. It festers and it grows and it turns into a crazy science experiment, and you've got to take it out and clean everything out and put it all back in. And that is the step of moving out of denial and into the light. So tonight I encourage you to step out of your denial. Walking out of your denial isn't easy. Taking off the mask is hard. And everything about you might shout, don't do it, it's not safe. But like I've said several times throughout this teaching, it is safe here. This is a safe space with people who care about you and who will love you for who you are, who have their own hurts, habits, and hangups that they've been able to step out of denial and own and be able to work through with God's help and God's power. Jesus tells us, know the truth and the truth will set you free. Stepping out of your denial helps you step into Jesus' unconditional love and grace and begin your healing journey of recovery. Now, I know that all of us are in different spots of our journey in Celebrate Recovery, and some of you may be sitting there thinking, oh, I don't have any denial issues. I really would encourage you to search your heart and see what God's pressing on you tonight, because God knows exactly what's going on in there. And if there's any areas where he feels like maybe you need a little fine tuning, he's going to make them known to you. Thank you for letting me teach.